is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
This is something I would do, and I'd get killed for it. But, you know, it's just a guy thing. You just don't, you're not that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Women are very, men are not.
I'm offended, but I'm not sure why yet. Yeah. Continue.
Newlywed husband found himself in a doghouse. What he did is he tattooed the wrong wedding date on his wedding finger.
Aww.
Yeah, make matters worse, Wayne Lomax got the inking done just 2 weeks after his big day. Didn't notice the mistake for 6 weeks. Lomax thought it would be romantic to get the wedding date tattooed on his finger instead of wearing a ring because he was worried he would lose the jewelry at work.
Right.
See, but that's just a mistake. I mean, it's just a guy thing. It's like a guy's like, right.
Well, your first mistake is saying that he doesn't have to wear a ring.
Women are all like, no.
I'm going to punch you in the gut.
Huh? Well, let me tape it first.
That's why we're two different species.
I love that he doesn't have words for it, so he just makes noises.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a description of the emotional, you know.
It's funny is that, like, I get what he's saying.
I speak guy. All right, so fortune cookies. Didn't you talk about fortune cookies the other day? They're actually very useful.
Yeah, because they're not really fortunes anymore. They're just, like, good advice. Like, hey, take care of your family. It's like, thanks, I guess.
Well, this guy in the Far East came across an unusual fortune cookie. The cookie had not one, not two, but three fortunes inside of it.
Score.
And two of them read, buy a ticket. All your financial troubles will soon be solved.
Huh.
So the man went out and bought a hit five ticket, won $125,000.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Right?
Man.
It's like, how far do you go with that?
Stuff like that never happens to
me. So I had another fortune cookie, told me to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody remembers this. About 2 years ago, London discovered that the reason that their storm drains or sewer drains weren't draining properly was because of fatbergs.
What is that?
It's like basically a collection of like all the oil and fat and grease and toilet paper and stuff that people throw on their garbage disposals and their toilets. It all combines into like a I guess what would be considered an iceberg if
like
it were water,
fat?
But it's a fatberg because it's gook.
You forgot the best part, baby wipes and baby diapers.
Yes.
Yeah. So last year they blasted a 30-ton portion of fatberg out of one of the sewers there in London.
30 tons.
It's called a highly toxic lump of toxic material. But what they've done now is so much interest in the fatberg, they've put together a fat cam. So now viewers can watch as the fatberg slowly builds sewer drains.
Doing it now.
Across the UK. The museum says that since the camera was turned off at the display of the Fatberg Museum, unusual people are just clamoring to see more. So
looks like my afternoon is booked.
There should be shots of it, screenshots.
I see it. It looks like a pile of, it looks like a rock.
Dude, I think it moved.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so enough already. Emotional support this, emotional support that. You heard, was it United or American? One of the airlines.
Southwest
yesterday.
Cats and dogs only.
Said no more support anything, just service animals. And you have to prove it. Dexter, the emotional support peacock, we talked about him about a month ago.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because he kept cooing and the lady was...
He was denied entry into a United flight earlier this year. He died unexpectedly in his favorite human's arms.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
The peacock's owner, New York City-based artist Ventico, revealed on Instagram, he created an Instagram just for the peacock, that the peafowl died at 1 p.m. July 22nd. His passing was sudden and unexpected. Attempts were made to revive him, but the doctor confirmed that nothing could have been done after his fate was sealed.
Wow, he must be devastated. Who's going to emotionally support him now?
That's what I was thinking. If somebody has to emotionally support him now because of the emotional support.
Because he's emotional because he lost the emotional support of the peacock.
Ironic, the time he needs the peacock most.
Yeah, or another one to back up the peacock that now is dead.
Are you grieving the loss of your emotional support, Peacock?
Oh, Dexter. Oh, how I miss you so.
Now, you can get the support you need with an emotional support hamster, the animal that supports you emotionally while you grieve the loss of your emotional support, Peacock.
Mr. Nibbles, you've been such a good friend and I... Oh, no. Oh, no. Mr. Nibbles isn't breathing. Oh, no.
And now you can cope with the loss of your emotional support hamster by adopting an emotional support chimpanzee, the animal that supports you emotionally while you grieve the loss of your emotional support hamster, who is helping you grieve the loss of your emotional support peacock.
Oh, Chim Chim, you've helped me through this tough time, and I... Chim Chim, no!
You're on your own, buddy. Emotional support hamsters and emotional support chimpanzees. Adopt one today.
The Rick Stacy Show
with Jill and Smokestack.
How much time did you spend on that?
More time than you spent on anything in your life.
Sunny FM.